got for me, big bitch?
Why did I bring the speaker? We didn't do the intro.
Oh, we don't need no
Let's sing a song, fool.
Hell no.
Hot Crust Buns.
I don't want no bitch ass song.
I don't even have anything to say.
Just play that other song. When we were just playing right now.
Let me find it. I know the song. It's this one. I already had it on the song.
17 años. Alright, that's good enough.
Bro, you know it's not cumbia if you don't hear that.
What are you saying though? You don't got anything? Nothing happened?
Nothing happened, fool. What happened this week?
Yeah, fool. I like how you act like that's new, bro. That's always you.
Hell no.
Always been your life. Nothing
My life is exciting, bro.
Boring. Alright, tell me something interesting that happened.
I took acid last week.
Shut the hell up.
I wrestled dragons.
You're stupid. Have you seen Game of Thrones? Do you see it?
Do I see it?
Because the new season just came out.
Dude, watch it, fool. Nah, I haven't seen it yet, man.
Bro, you slipping.
Fool. I don't have nowhere to watch it, man.
I just told you I have HBO Now.
You have it. I don't
exactly.
have it.
Exactly. And I was like, you want the email and the password? You're like, nah, I'm watching the 70 show again for the fifth time.
It's not like 20th time,
Freaking
dog.
Freaking nerd, fool.
Bro, stop. Bro, look what you're wearing.
So many different shows out there that you can watch. And you're watching this?
Bro.
God, pathetic.
Quality, bro.
Bro, how many times can you say the same joke? Mr. Eric's dad?
Mr. Eric's dad? What are you talking about, bro? I don't know, man. I think if people are out there watching Rick and Morty, they have no room to judge me, bro.
Yeah, have you seen Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
No.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of trash.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was boring.
Really? I didn't think it was boring. It was interesting to me. It reminds me of like those Adult Swim cartoons. But it's like, it's not for kids. But if you're up late enough, you could watch them.
Yup. So I found out Family Guy.
Oh.
2001.
God damn.
I stayed up to watch Dragon Ball Z. Because, like, back then we had regular cable, not like satellite. So we had no TV guide. You had to go to the TV guide channel.
Oh, yeah.
Which is channel 99. And so we'd have to wait and see what's going on.
Yeah.
And in the summertime, we stayed up till like 10 o'clock. Like,
bro, that's what I would do at hospitals. I'd click on the guy channel and see which movies were on while I was there. If there was a foul one, I'll switch over to it.
Anyways, we passed by Cartoon Network and said Dragon Ball Z, and it was like at like midnight or something.
Yeah.
And then, because it was like the it had like some anime thing at night at Cartoon Network besides Adult Swim. And I remember we stayed up to watch it, and then after it ended, Family Guy came on. What the hell is this? And then they started like, it wasn't a cartoon. It reminded me of South Park. Because I was like 6 years old when I saw Family Guy. But I had seen South Park when I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, damn.
Because my aunt had like one of her, like, it wasn't my aunt. It was somebody else. We would go to their house and they had all the first season of South Park on tape. Like they recorded it.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, it was before anybody had ever, because like none of the homies knew about it. They heard about it like in middle school when they put it on like the basic cable.
Yeah.
Like when they put it on like the, you know, the local channels.
Yeah.
That's when everybody started watching it. But I saw like the first seasons, like around the time they started coming out, and I was tripping when I saw that, when I saw
Beavis
and
Butthead. Not everybody got money like you,
bro. Bro, you just heard me recorded tapes.
Exactly.
No type of money.
Nobody had anything to record tapes back then, fam.
And then Family Guy. So Family Guy was pretty dope. I forgot what the first episode I saw was. I just remember it was hilarious at the time. I don't watch Family Guy at all anymore. I stopped watching in like 2008. But
when I forgot, someone told me that they watched all of it. Not like the new episodes, obviously, but like the past season, they watched all of it. I don't know if it was like my girl or a friend.
It could have been me.
They watched like a bunch of episodes of Family Guy. Like, it was their favorite show.
Because Family Guy, like, I loved Family Guy back then. Like, there was like, if there was two shows that I would watch like and not have to pay attention to the story or nothing and just watch for like stupid laughs, it was Family Guy and SpongeBob. And I could reference a bunch of SpongeBob episodes.
No, that's true, you can. So that's all you did this weekend? Just watch? I mean, this whole week?
Nah, I did my taxes. Ooh. I worked.
I like how you call it work. bro. Like half the day, you're just sitting on your phone.
That's true.
Watching Our Planet.
Not on the, my phone, on the TV.
Oh no, on the flat screen.
Yup, like a doctor. But yeah. I mean, what else could I have done?
Nothing, fool. You're boring.
I know.
Oh no.
My fat ass out to run or something.
Hell yeah, you should
go for a walk
instead of binge eating at midnight.
Oh, oh no. Wasn't really a binge. I took a little break in between.
Oh no, it wasn't even a break. It was a nap.
It was from like 1 to 5 a.m.
Bruh.
I said, that's it. No pizza from 1 to 5.
You know, I fucking hate Domino's pizza. I gotta be honest.
What the hell?
It's because it has a lot of crumbs on it. It's so salty. You know what I mean?
It's not, bro. Like,
it's not salty, but the crumbs on it. You know what I mean? When you grab it, and then once you take your hand off of it, you have all these crumbs on your fucking hand. I'm pretty sure it's the seasoning, but I hate it. If I go to Pizza Hut, never have that.
Does it taste bad?
Nah, it tastes good.
It tastes just good.
I hate you that, queer? Though. I hate that.
Bro, have you ever had the pan pizza? The pan pizza has none of that.
I don't think I have.
It's just bread. Delicious bread.
I love
bread.
That.
Get the pan pizza.
I didn't
stop being a stupid mutt your life.
They ordered it at work on Saturday. So then they ordered just a regular, and I was like, bro, I hate this crust.
Wow, bro. You're a little brat. You complain about free pizza?
I had to pay for it. I paid for my portion of it, though.
Oh, stop.
I ain't being no brat.
You looked at your coworker and said, hey, bro, spot me again.
You're stupid.
I got you next time, dog. But you don't got it. You're going to have to blow him next week in the parking lot.
Hell nah.
Bro, Domino. Bro, the sandwich is fire, bro. Remember the sandwich?
I forgot because they ordered a bunch of shit. They ordered pasta, they ordered pizza, and then they ordered... we thought they ordered wings, but they didn't order wings. They ordered like these stuffed like...
Oh, it's like
knots or some shit like that.
Oh, it's bread?
Yeah, bread. It was like stuffed bread.
Like cheesy bread.
Yeah. But it was like balls. It was like little balls.
Man.
I don't know.
You know what's good? A Costco slice.
Costco slice? With some of that ice cream and their frozen yogurt? Ooh, bro. Oh,
they don't have that no more, though.
You mean, yes, they do.
They have the acai flavor.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went to Costco?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you're fat. Maybe this one, but the one in Poway still has it.
The chocolate ice cream?
Not the chocolate. They have vanilla.
Yeah, they have vanilla and berry.
And they have the berry, yeah.
Bro, I want the chocolate, bro.
Bro, I don't want no chocolate. The hell? I want vanilla. Or that berry one is bomb. Have you had it?
I had it a long-ass time. It was a swirl.
That shit's bomb, dude. I love it. God, this is making me want to Costco now.
For real, a chicken bake?
Oh, a chicken bake?
Hell yeah, dog.
Chicken bake with a slice of pizza?
The thing with
that yogurt?
The problem with Costco with me, though, is that I eat with my eyes first. Like, I get too much.
Bro, you always do, fool.
Nah, I can finish always. What I get.
Hell nah.
But.
Hey, bro, could you eat these fries? I can't
bro,
eat
them. Why are you tripping about?
Get the fuck out of here, okay, bro.
I was tripping about fries, dog.
Cuz, fool. It's like a third of the whole thing, and you're like, bro, I can't eat these fries. And then you give them to me when they're cold. Dog, what? Nobody want no cold ass fries.
I don't know, fool. You complain about Domino's. I think you deserve hot fries.
Nah, what do you mean? I deserve the world, fam.
Stop, bro.
I'm a king.
I gave you the world and you rejected me, fam.
Exactly, because I don't want your shitty ass world.
Damn, dog. Yeah, Costco sounds good right now, though.
Hell yeah, it does.
A nice slice and a chicken bake.
Ooh. Bro, have you seen how much gas is going up, bro?
Yeah, it's like $5 now.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
I think it's because they said something about the refineries, like the factories where they're at. They're not, I don't know, there's some kind of problem with them. Like,
oh, really?
Not as many people or not as many. They're like behind.
No,
or something
shit,
like
I
that.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just thought they were bringing gas prices up because gas is being like, it was being more difficult to acquire.
Nah. There's tons of gas. I'm pretty sure most of the oil that U.S. gets is from here.
I actually heard it wasn't. I heard it was from different countries.
I think it's from here because they do a lot of fracking.
Because I heard they only get oil here from like 3 states and that's it.
I don't know.
But I don't know. Like the other day I had a customer give me like a lecture about oxygen and like the toxic gas that comes out of cars that goes up into the air. How it's actually making a second layer of gas. So now the sun has more
to
layers,
go through. Yeah.
But isn't it the other way around where we're eliminating that layer that's already up there? So that way the sun's going through a little harder. And that's why it's getting hotter and hotter. And that's why the icebergs are burning down more. Because there's less thick of a layer on top, making more sun rays going through, making the impact of the sun a little stronger than what it used to be.
I never passed the sure? science class.
I fucking hated science, but that's what I...
Because I know all these like gas emissions, all this crap going in the air is causing a hole in the ozone layer.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But then
there's also the
I don't know exactly how it works, but there's also that greenhouse
gas effect. Yeah.
So whatever the hell that goes through.
Disclaimer, we're not professionals in this shit. I sucked at science. I hated science. But yeah, that's what you told me. You told me it's like creating another layer of like gas, and now the sun has to go through that. But that doesn't make sense. I feel like it'd be colder. You know what I mean? Because there'd be another layer. But if we're getting rid of the layer that's already there, the sun will be hitting more.
I think it's getting hotter because those gases are trapping the heat within those layers.
Yeah, maybe that sounds real. That sounds like it'll work.
Yeah, I don't. I'm no genius either. Man, I used to put my hand on rat traps. Like, what do I know?
Yeah, you're a dumbass.
I haven't done anything stupid in a while. I don't do that many stupid things, but when I do something stupid, it's pretty stupid.
I don't know. I know some pretty stupid thing you're doing right now. I don't want to say it though.
What?
Oh no! Want me to say it?
Nah, I don't do that many stupid
things. Oh no!
The last thing I did was, remember the bonfire? I picked up the log that was on fire.
Oh yeah, you're a dumbass. I remember that.
That was it though. That was a while ago too.
That was pretty stupid. But then again, you weren't the only one that did it. There was a bunch of other idiots that did it too.
There was, but I don't know. I don't know. There's enough like stupid fools that all do the same thing. So if you get one guy to do it, somebody else will follow along.
That dumbass thing that we did when we were on
the car,
the homie's car. Yeah, in that parking lot, they were just step on it. And they'd like press on the brakes and see who was still hanging onto the car. Like, bro, that was so stupid.
I mean, it wasn't my fault, but it was my fault you fell off.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to think who I got hooked onto. Because I remember my foot got hooked onto somebody.
It was just me and you
and
on
I
top
just
of it.
Slipped and I fell.
Because basically somebody was driving the car, and then me and you were on the top of the hood.
On the hood.
And then he's going forward, and then he slammed the brakes. I kind of slid off.
Because you're so fat.
I slid off.
Like butter.
Because I'm smooth like that.
Stop.
And my arm was hooked to his foot. And so I dragged him down with me. And then when I fell on my heels. But then my head hit the ground.
Oh, bro.
Oh, man.
I think I just hit my back.
I just remember it was funny.
Yeah, it was really funny, especially when they got on. What was it? Was it a Tahoe or the big car? What was the big car? There was a big car there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That
and
was
people
the
were, like, standing on the side of it.
Yeah, that
and,
was like, the car I brought.
Oh, that was the car you brought.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was
funny.
Because
then
you had
the fat guy's stomachs just hanging out, just jiggling all over the place.
Titties.
Hell yeah.
Peeking through the windows.
It was funny.
And then there was the oh, man, what was it? This was a bonfire, yeah?
Yeah, it was a bonfire. You're fucking idiots, man. God damn.
And remember that hotel, the people, the couple that
oh,
was
yeah,
snatching
the
on the
couple
balcony?
That was having sex. Yeah, yeah. Also, we're going up to it and, like, screaming and throwing stuff.
It was like a movie thing because we all just sat there, like, 10
of us.
It was
like
10 quietly watching.
Yeah. We were waiting for them to finish and start clapping, but then how did they see us or what was it?
Some of us screamed.
Oh, this is
screaming. And we kept clapping, like, the way because... At one point, the dude kept smacking the girl's ass. So every time he did it, we would like make a clapping sound and sound just like it. And I guess he heard us eventually, and he just closed the door.
Yeah, because it was a girl that closed the windows, wasn't it?
Yeah, because they were like they were smashing inside, and then at one point they were outside on the balcony doing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jeez, a lot of things have happened there. Crazy, man. And it's right over there.
Oh, no, it is down there. That was already a long time ago. That was almost 4 years ago.
Hell yeah, dude. Right after high school, bro. Was it? Yeah, right after high school.
It was like a year. Year and a half, maybe.
Crazy. That's when everybody used to hang out, too.
I know.
Now look at us all dispersed, working.
I'm not tripping.
Someone's got families.
I don't go out anyways.
There's like four people that have kids and like three of kids on the way. Like,
oh, no.
Damn, dude.
Everyone's trying to be a dad this year.
Hell yeah. Damn. Gotta keep them away, though.
You're next, right?
The hell no.
Yep.
I don't want that poison, that venom. Keep it away.
Fatherhood?
I got plans, and they don't involve a kid.
You got a fat-ass dog to take care of anyways.
I do, bro. That fucking pug, he's fat.
You getting fatter?
Honestly, yeah. Because we feed him so much. Like, I give him a treat when I get home, and then my dad gives him a treat when he gets home. And then on Sundays, my dad gives him a can of, like, dog food. Like, the special dog food, like the nasty, like, moist one.
Yeah, yeah.
He fucking devours it. And he comes back to her when we're eating, and he's like, I want more.
I want more, yo, guys.
And then we drop him fries and shit. Like, he's fat. Oh, bro.
Do you guys walk him?
No, we don't walk him.
He just stays inside all day, chilling?
Yeah. Not chilling, though. He usually runs and plays a lot. Like, honestly, he spends, like, probably 4 or 5 hours just playing and running around the house. And yeah. The rest of the time, just sleeping and chilling. Yeah. He plays a lot, though. He runs around a lot. He gets those moments where he gets really hyper and he starts dragging his butt and just runs all over the place.
They call it zoomies.
Zoomies.
Yeah, zoomies. You can find zoomies compilations on YouTube, man. I don't watch them, but...
Is it zoomies like the store?
Zoomies? Nah, it's Zoomies.
Oh, okay then.
Zoomies.
You know, I got lost in YouTube again.
Why? Where'd you end up?
I ended up at this, I don't know why, but I ended up in this part where it's like... People that are on the ride, the slingshot ride, where it launches them up in the sky.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Down. Yeah, yeah.
I watched one where it was, like, this couple where the guy fainted. Because, you know how people always faint on those things?
Yeah.
But then, on the recommended, it showed this girl where her titties are about to fall out.
Oh,
sad. And then once you click on it and you click on the channel of it, they upload videos of everybody that gets on the slingshot ride. I don't know why, but they upload every video of everybody that gets on a slingshot ride. But if you go to the ones that are the most popular, it's all girls with big titties where their titties are about to fall out.
Are about to, or they do
fall? About to. No, about to. They never fall out, but they're just about to. And if you go in the comments of the videos, there's a bunch of creepy dudes always just saying, titties. They're saying, it wasn't this time, boys. We got better luck next time. Like,
damn, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's like a slingshot channel that uploads these things and they don't even know about it. They're just uploading. Damn. And they have only like 800,000 views on it. Like, they have ad revenue on their videos.
What the hell?
Because of these girls with big titties that just almost pop out.
Man, I went down the rabbit hole. I don't remember where I ended up though, man. I forgot where I was.
Because that's where I ended up. It was this really niche audience. Just YouTube has all these different avenues, man.
YouTube is like a choose your own adventure book.
Honestly.
I don't know, man.
Have you seen that Choose Your Own Adventure Bear Grylls on Netflix?
I saw it on the, like, the list on, like, you know, on the homepage, but yeah. I didn't watch it.
I haven't watched it either. It looks pretty interesting though, what they're doing now with Netflix and stuff like that, because I think Netflix is like the first one to start doing this, right?
Like interactive shows?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, they're not the first, but they're the first to like implement it more often than usual. Cause I know there's been movies and shows have done it like once, or a couple of times, but Netflix is just consistently doing it. I think this is like their third time doing it. The first time was like a kids show, second time was with Black Mirror, and now with this.
I don't know.
It's interesting though, I gotta tell you, cause once you do it, it gives you like a score. I don't know if this one does, but the Black Mirror one, it gives you a score of how you did.
I'd rather just
watch. And it lets you take you back to the beginning and do it again.
I'd rather just watch Mirror vs. Wild.
That's good.
People hit on that show because it's like fake or whatever. Because like, it's not fake because he does the stunts, but it's that they're planned out and organized and set up. But the purpose is to show you what to do.
It's not like WWE. It's all set up
and
stuff. Yeah, yeah. But they're actually like hitting each
other. But I also like watching Survivor Man, where it's just the guy goes out by himself and he has all his cameras and he does his own thing.
That one's better.
It's just that Man vs. Wild has all the like, the crazy stuff, like, oh, how to get out of quicksand and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Survivor Man is more of like, yeah, I'm going to go here. And
I'm going to survive.
I'm just going to survive. It's like, there's no action.
Have you ever seen the one called Naked and Afraid?
Yeah, I tried looking up a clip once. I was like, there's got to be clips somewhere where they don't censor it. But I couldn't find
it. I didn't mean it like that.
I couldn't find nothing. But I've seen a couple episodes. I've seen a couple episodes of it.
Yeah, my parents love that one.
That's kind of stupid. Like, why you gotta be naked?
Because they're trying to make it as realistic as they can.
What the hell is realistic about it?
Because they leave them in the woods. You toss them in there.
I mean, I guess if you meant to say as primitive as possible.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. As real. As realistic as it can be to be naked and afraid. Like,
but I'm saying, why should that even be a concept, to be naked and afraid?
Maybe because of the title. It says naked and afraid.
I'm saying, yeah, the title too. Why do you have, like, what does naked have anything to do with it?
But then again, think about it. It caught your attention. And you're like, let me find a clip where they're actually showing stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't want to watch the show. I just want to see them naked. See,
that's you, though. Not everybody is smart. What if people are just looking at every show, every episode, hoping to find a titty?
I don't know, man.
You never know, man. People are stupid.
Because Bear Grylls also has a show where he would take celebrities. He would do, like, a survival thing.
Sounds with celebrities. Sounds like Steve Ranella when he takes...
Yeah, but he took, like, I'm pretty sure he took Obama on an episode.
Steve Ranella or?
Nah, freaking Bear Grylls.
Because Steve Ranella be taking everybody on him. He took Joe Rogan with him a couple of times, right?
I think so.
I saw him where he took Joe Rogan and they were hunting turkeys, but they couldn't find him. So Joe Rogan just gave up and he was like, ah, I'm leaving.
He's not tripping. He could choke out a bear.
Look at Joe Rogan, man.
Drag him back to L.A. Come here, bear. I bet a bear tastes nasty, dude.
I was watching MasterChef, and some dude cooked bear for the chefs, and they said it tastes like ass.
Yeah.
And the dude, like, seasoned it well, cooked it well. It was, like, well done. It tasted like shit.
Because I heard, like, if you eat an animal that eats meat, it most likely tastes like trash.
Oh, and the in-laws, the cousins, my girl's cousins, they cooked bear, and they said it doesn't taste that good.
Oh, man. I mean, if you ate, like, a bear...
Like, they didn't kill it, but they just, like, someone sold them
like bear meat. Like, if you ate a bear that ate, like, blueberries, it probably tastes good.
Blueberries?
Yeah, some bears just eat, like, berries, man.
I want to say that's so unlikely to find, though.
It's hard to find, but it is possible.
Just grow a bear from just feed him berries until he's grown.
Do you know who Binging with Babish is?
No, but you told me about him before. Sounds familiar.
He's like a dude that just makes food from, like, that you see on TV and movies. Like, he'll try to recreate dishes.
Yeah, I think you told me about him.
And pretty sure, yeah. He made something called, I think it was I don't know, it might have been, like, from a Rick and Morty thing. I don't remember. But he made a...
Green eggs and ham?
No, he made a burrito with every meat in it. No, it wasn't Rick and Morty. It was some other cartoon.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like
it. It was another cartoon. It was similar. But he made a burrito with every meat. He went to this, like, store, this butcher in some, because he's from New York, I think.
Yeah.
And went to this butcher and bought, like, all kinds of meat. He bought, like, buffalo and elk and turkey and all this crap.
Dude.
Pig. I think even bear, I don't remember. But he made a burrito with every meat. And he said it was disgusting, dude. Like, it tasted like the worst.
Thing yeah, you're ate. Mixing all these different flavors. It's like certain things work for other things.
You know what sounds good right now, man? It always sounds good. A freaking lobster roll.
I always wanted one. I haven't had one yet. I want to get one.
Let's go make one, bro.
Hell, you don't even know how to cook water, fool.
What are you? You don't even know how to boil water, fool.
You put the milk first instead of the cereal. That's how fucking retarded you are, bro.
I don't put the milk first. What the hell?
Yes, you do, fool. I'm
tripping. They call me Ramsay Morgan.
Oh, no.
They don't even call me Master Chef. They just call me The Chef.
Just the shitty chef.
Just the chef. Just because everybody knows, like, oh, look, it's the chef.
Dude, we have this crazy guy that goes to my job. Well, he's not crazy. It's just, this dude has no filter. We call him Mr. Burns because he looks like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
The guy with the bald guy?
Yeah, yeah, the one that has all the money.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just, like, really salty about life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this dude, there was one day where he came in, like, I just started and at that branch, and he was like, there was this girl in front of me, and I was, like, behind her, just, like, in case she ever needed, like, an approval or something.
What do you mean, like, some creep?
Well, let me get there. And this guy, since I'm standing behind her, he's like, hey, you know, you can file a sexual harassment case on him. He's standing right behind you. He's standing a little too close. But I was, like, he was just joking around. But I was like, whoa, like, we have customers around, and you're saying stuff like this? Like, bro, don't.
That's a dumbass.
Hell yeah. And today he came in and he had this brown bag and he likes, I don't know why, but he likes to be the center of attention. And every time he gets there, he always sees who's working and he talks to everybody and he talks shit about everybody.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah. And since he's the customer, nobody really tells him anything back. everybody just like ignores or whatever. So then once he noticed that we were ignoring him, he put the brown bag on his head.
Oh no.
And he was just he's weird, dude. He's so weird.
Dumbass. He's a little attention whore. That's what he is.
He's so weird. And we have a security guard. Dope ass security guard. And he started talking shit to the security guard. But the security guard, even, he just ignores him. And then he finally shuts up. And then once they do a transaction for him, he just leaves.
That dude.
Oh, man. But his name is Mr. Burns.
Either that guy beat up way too much as a kid or he never got beat up.
I don't know. It looks like he got beat up too much.
Like.
He's like some like skinny. He's not super old. But because of like. It looks like he's been through some stuff, so he looks a lot older than what he actually is.
I don't know. He sounds really annoying, man.
He is, man.
Like, if I was ever to hear a story of, like, on the news, like, 20-year-old man beats up senior citizen, he'd be the senior citizen.
Hell yeah, he would. Like, how'd you like the new phone?
It's almost the same as my old phone. But I was not impressed with the fingerprint sensor, the scanner on the screen. And then I updated my phone last week, the software.
Yeah.
Because apparently with these phones, they don't give you a choice. So, like, with my old phone, if you didn't want to...
Yeah, never updated.
Yeah, right? I never updated because I liked the way it was. So, if you didn't want to update it, you didn't have to. This one gives you, like, 10 days to do before it does it automatically, which is kind of trash. But after I updated it, the fingerprint scanner was way faster, dude. Like...
You don't use a facial recognition on it?
Nah.
Why not?
I don't know. I never use that. I'm ugly, fool. I don't want to be
well,
a camera.
Well, obviously, we know that already, fool.
Damn, bro.
I ain't looking new. Freaking fatty.
You're not cutie either, fool. You're ugly as hell, bro.
They call me William Levy.
Hell no. Nah.
Hell yeah.
They call you Pie Face.
Stop. They call you German. I'm not taking that out, man. I'm not taking it out.
Oh, man. You're dumb, fool.
Hell nah, man. I go to college.
You go to college?
Hell yeah.
That'll make you smart.
It makes me smart. Smarter than you.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. What do you know?
I know nothing, everything. Fool. Ask me anything. I know the answer.
I know nothing, fool.
Ask me anything.
You don't know nothing, fool.
Ask me anything.
I don't want to ask you anything.
If you have a question, I have an answer. Let's just put it that way.
Stupid.
It's not stupid. It's reality.
Nah, because you can have an answer for anything.
I have an answer for everything.
It doesn't mean it'll be the correct answer.
Yes, it will.
But
be.
It'll be an answer.
I guarantee you know? It'll be the correct answer.
You shut up.
Anything
man.
I say is righteous, bro.
Hell no. Nah,
like Jesus.
God. You ain't got the power of the Lord.
Satan?
Jesus Christ. Hey, you remember when we went to watch Porter Robinson?
Oh, you like to watch what?
I'm sick, man. Shut up. You know when the last time...
That's not an excuse to sound stupid.
You know when the last time... Do you know when the last time I watched Porter Robinson was?
November 2016.
November 2016?
Yeah.
God damn, really? Was that late?
Yeah.
Because I had a coworker that went to watch one of Porter Robinson, one of his sets. But he watched that at OMFG, NYE, this past one.
Uh-huh.
And he had the same image on there. It wasn't with a little robot face.
Uh-huh.
And I saw it, and I was like, that looks like where I was at.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't. Do you know, does he use the same images for every show?
Well.
Because if we watched him in 2016, and he's still using the same image in 2018.
Well, in 2014, that's when he released this album, and he started that tour called Worlds.
Yeah.
And that was, like, all the artwork, that a lot of that, like, cartoony anime-style stuff you see, that was all created that year when he was, like, when he started his tour.
When he went in Japan and was collabing with them and shit.
And even, like, until now, like, even this year, he's still going on with that tour. So the same visuals.
Okay.
Not exactly the same. He's added stuff and taken stuff out. But a lot of it is still, like, the same stuff.
Okay.
But,
I started tripping. I was like,
The only difference is the DJ set and the world set. Like, the world set is, like, his whole show. Yeah. His stage, all his visuals, the pyrotechnics. The DJ set is just a DJ set with the big LED screen in the back. So that's the only lights. Difference. Yeah. So, and if it's a DJ set, he's just has a computer maybe. If he's doing the world set, he has like a keyboard.
He has all his shit.
And he does like, yes, he sings a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, I mean, a lot of DJs or whatever are that pretty much do the same thing.
No, I found out one of my managers is actually a DJ. Did I tell you that?
Like a DJ?
DJ.
Like
not like professional DJ, but like an amateur DJ.
Like, does it at parties?
Like, yeah, like clubs sometimes too, actually.
Yeah. If he does it at clubs, if you get paid for it, that's professional. If she does it at as for and she gets paid for it, that's professional.
Because I think she's getting paid for it, but I don't. I think she does it for fun, too, because she likes doing it.
Yeah.
She's like, she listens to a lot of electronic music. She went to EDC like 10 times.
Oh, hell no, man. Like,
bro.
That's an old ass lady.
Yeah.
You go to EDC 10 times?
Mid 30s, I think she is.
Damn.
But she still likes to party and stuff. She still likes to go to like shows. But it's not because like she wants to be, feel young or wants to go because it's, she wants to meet new people. She only wants to go because of the music. You know what I mean?
That's how I was, and that's how I found out I wasn't into raves.
She likes it because she loves the music, and she likes to support the artists. So she likes to go to the sets and shows.
I don't know, man. You've been there. Like, you've seen how hard it is to just enjoy the music when there's...
All these sweaty dudes just rubbing up on you.
Ah, Christ.
That Asian invasion just pushing you all over the place. And the white boys are just tripping on drugs. Hey, you got a lighter?
You got a lighter, bro?
No, man. I don't got no lighter. I'm a child of God.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am, bro.
You're no child of mine.
Setting myself for marriage.
Oh, no. Gay marriage?
Stop.
Someone's gonna stick his fat sausage. He's gonna spread them cheeks, bro.
The hell not. Oh, bro, you should watch this show, this movie called Crazy Rich Asians. It's on HBO now. I'll give you the password email. Watch it. It's a good movie, though. Good movie.
Okay.
It'll give you the insight, the perspective of us, the little people, and not the rich people like you. You know?
What the hell do you mean?
Because you have a home and a mortgage.
I don't have any of those. What the hell?
Yes, you do.
I made $9,000 this year. No. What do you mean? No, you got a mortgage. I'm struggling. Help! Send me money!
You know what you sounded like right now? Dave Chappelle, when he screams that. He's like, help, idiot. Or what is it? Help, dang, nabbit.
Oh, damn.
Something like that. But it's sounded just like the way Dave Chappelle said it.
I know what you're talking about. Because he's like, I forgot what the joke is, but he's like, help.
Yeah.
Help, they're coming to get me. Ah, I forgot what that was. Damn.
I don't know. But he's a great comedian either way.
It sounds like it's raining, but it's just the trees. Damn, bro. I hate that summer's coming up, man.
Why, dude? I'm kind of happy, actually.
Why?
Because I'm not taking any courses this summer, so I can actually enjoy it and chill.
What are you going to do?
I'm actually thinking about joining the boxing. Boxing. I told my girl about it. She was pretty happy. I haven't told anybody else, though.
Damn, bro. It made me think of Richard Pryor.
Who's Richard Pryor?
You don't know Richard Pryor? I should just run you over, bro.
Was Richard Pryor?
He's like one of the greatest comedians of all time.
But, well, of course I'm funny, bro.
But this fool was he's talking about how when he was a kid, he was into boxing. He was like, I used to box as a kid. I used to box in the Golden Gloves. I was good in the gym. Like that's gonna be you, dog.
What you mean in a not sarcastic way though? I'm gonna be a pro.
Nah, pro. Hell nah.
Call me the next Muhammad Ali.
Bro, I just look at you the wrong way and you bruise up, bro.
Stop. I got a bruise on my arm. I don't know how I got it. I just woke up with it.
Cause you're dumb, fool. That big ass dent in your forehead.
Stop. It's not a dent. A dent is inwards. This one's outwards.
It's inwards, dog.
No, it's outwards.
You got that, that.
It's right here.
You got that.
It's out.
You got that Neanderthal forehead, bro. No. You got that prehistoric human forehead.
Because I'm so smart, man. It's like the genius is just overflowing in my brain.
Like, you know how...
I find ways to escape.
Like, your face looks like a skull, bro. Like,
my
like,
face looks like
a skull. It looks like a skull. Like, no skin.
You're stupid. I actually thought you were going to say something cool there.
What?
Yeah. They said it looked like a skull.
Yeah, like your.
That gonna be like your face is so toned. I'm like, oh boy.
Nah, hell nah.
You know, the other day I shaved too much. I didn't shave. I trimmed too much, so it was like I had a baby face again. My face was all like round. God, man,
that's because you're fat, bro.
I don't think you noticed last time though, because it was dark. Because it was Sunday. It was last Sunday.
Oh.
That Saturday, I trimmed. Because I went with my girl to that taco place.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I trim too much, and on Sunday I don't think you realize that or you notice.
Nah.
But yeah, my face was round, dude.
I mean, you don't really have much of a beard, so I don't really pay attention much.
But it covers like the cheeks though, like the actual cheeks. It gives me definition.
You always look fat to me. So stop. Not even.
They call me beard muscles.
You know, when was the last time I shaved my face? It was Christmas Eve, 2015.
God damn. That's all you got to show up for it? God, you got some bitch ass beard.
I was like getting lined up, trimming.
Oh no.
Man.
I'm finally growing hair on the patch under my chin where I don't grow any hair.
Yeah, it'll grow even more older you get.
Yeah, that's what one of my customers was telling me. That his son couldn't grow any hair until he was 30, and then he could finally grow a full beard. I was like, bruh, 30?
Men's beards will develop usually into their mid-30s.
God damn, dude.
If they're lucky, they have the genetics for it.
I obviously do. I don't know about you. Slow-ass beard.
I was like 14 when I started shaving.
Oh, no. What's that? You weren't shaving those pounds, though.
Oh. Oh. I'm pretty hairless, though. Like, my face is hairy.
Yeah.
But my body, like, I have, like, no chest hair.
Let me see.
No.
Come on, dog. They can't see.
I don't want anybody to see. Only me and God can see.
Oh, no. Obviously, no girl wants to see that.
Oh, no.
Well,
you gotta go there, bro.
Cuz, bro. I'm gonna lose some weight. Oh, man, I got some hairy-ass legs, though.
My legs are a
chimpanzee.
I got leg hair, but nothing.
I got some major leg hair. Like, it changes the tone of my tattoos. Like, that's how much leg hair I have. If I shave it, my tattoos are more vibrant and bright. But if I let my hair leg hair grow, it makes them darker and look.
You got those like dead people faded legs, dog. Like, you're
hell no.
Your legs haven't seen the sun.
What you mean, bro? Tan,
bro.
I got tan legs.
Hell no.
Hell yeah. You ain't got no farmer's tan, bro. What the hell is this?
My legs are pretty white compared to my arms. If my legs are anything right now.
But then again, your arms have all these like burn marks on them.
Yeah, but they're pretty much gone though. Like compared to how they were before.
I can't tell. It's too dark here.
But my legs are anything right now. It's just ashy because I got out the shower.
Oh, no.
Before leaving.
You know, that's something I never do. I used to do it when I was younger, growing up. Put lotion on my legs.
I used to do that all the time because we went to school and people would hit on you if you kept looking ashy, bro.
They play tic-tac-toe on your legs and shit. I think they did that to one of the homies. His legs were just so ashy, and he had his legs on one of the chairs.
Oh, I remember
so
that.
And like the homies were just like, "Let's play tic-tac-toe," and they started using their nails on his leg.
I remember that one fool who would put like hair gel in his leg hair, like make it lay down.
What? I didn't know who did
that. Yeah, somebody did that. Like, because I remember seeing it in the locker room.
I remember I would put lotion on my legs to make my hair go down.
No, this one put like gel.
But gel?
Yeah, like a little bit of hair gel.
What? I didn't know someone did that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I also have like almost no armpit hair.
I got armpit hair.
Like, you can see it, but it's not like a fat ass bush.
Oh, well, same here. It's not a fat ass bush either. It's like there.
Yeah.
But it's like you can still see through it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not thick.
Same with my arms. No hair. I mean, I do, but...
My arms are pretty hairy, actually.
Yeah. I mean, you can see it, right?
But yeah, you can see it.
Nothing.
But it's not like a Mexican girl.
Oh!
So Mexican girls be hairy, man. So
damn!
Hairy,
but you gotta talk about your cousins like that.
Oh, no!
Oh, your prima.
It's not my fault. I'm just speaking the truth here. The shoe fits.
Right.
Hairy ass girls, though, sometimes, bro. They be like... fixing the hair, they put their hair in a ponytail, and you just see all that hair on the back of their neck going onto their back. It's like,
I don't know.
You
can
have a habitro on your back.
I don't mind that.
You don't mind that?
I don't mind that at all.
I don't mind that.
I don't mind. I don't really mind body hair that much, to be honest.
I do. Because I got so much of it already. I'm like, why do I want somebody else with it?
Nah.
Maybe
because I don't have any.
Maybe. You're like, I need somebody
to
keep me warm.
Fill that hole in my life. Damn, I never thought about that.
But yeah, funny. I got plenty of, like, leg body hair and, like, I'm starting to actually grow more, like, hair on my chest.
Mine's coming in.
It's weird.
It's taking a long
but it's
time.
It's like, when it's coming in, it's really thin, though. It's nothing, like, thick. But it's thin, but it's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Dang, man. When are you going to be a man, then? Grow some hair on your chest.
I've been a man since I was born, dog.
Stop. I don't know if I ever told you this story. Remember when I was in preschool, there was this girl. Not in preschool. I was in elementary school, and there was this girl that she was in fifth grade, and she was playing with us, like, Foursquare. Remember Foursquare, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The game where you play with the ball. And this girl, out of nowhere, like, she turns around, and she walks away, and she comes back, and she's crying. And then we look at her, and then we see that between her legs, it's, like, red.
Oh.
Pouring red.
Snap.
But since we were in elementary school, we had no clue what was going on. We legit thought that, like, she was eating hot Cheetos and she threw up on herself.
What the hell? Because
the way it looked, like, listen to me. The way it looked like she threw up hot Cheetos on her.
Oh,
on herself,
man.
Like, on her legs, like, where her pussy was at. Going onto her legs.
Don't we say.
But then.
Let me say it about elementary kids.
But then, here's the thing. Like, we didn't know what was going on. So then, like, a teacher ran over and, like, took her to the nurse's office. And then the teacher came back out to, like, finish, like, her shift watching us, you know, like, taking care of us. We asked her, like, hey, what happened? And they were like, oh, she hurt herself. Nah, I didn't realize what happened until I got to middle school. And I was like, bro.
She had a period.
She did it. She had her period in front of everybody. Man. Like, that's crazy. Because then, like, it's not like this girl, like, moved away or anything like that.
Yeah.
She stayed in that area until she made high school. So I would still see her around.
Damn.
But, like, I didn't know her. So I didn't, like, tell her or talk to her at all about it. But I just knew in the back of my head, like, this girl had her period in elementary school. Crazy.
God damn. I never saw anything like that in elementary.
I did, man. It was me and a couple of my homies. We saw it, and we were tripping, dude. We were so tripping. We told the girls in the class too, and then, like, they didn't know anything either.
What the hell?
Like, it was crazy, man. I think we should end it there, though.
That's a good point to end it on.